As the Bush administration carries out the military campaign in Afghanistan, it's also trying to win the support of Afghans and people across the Muslim world. Members of Congress also are weighing in. The House of Representatives is expected to vote today to authorize $27.5 million for a radio-free Afghanistan, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It's starting to sound a lot like the ideological struggle of the Cold War. Speaking to Eastern European leaders yesterday, President Bush compared Afghanistan's Taliban regime to the totalitarian governments that ruled their countries. On Capitol Hill, California Republican Ed Royce also took up this theme. He argued Radio Free Europe was persuasive during the Cold War, and a similar station is needed now for Afghanistan.
Since 1996, I've been trying to get this up and running, and I've had opposition from the State Department. I believe that had we had the opportunity at the time for people to know the truth about the Taliban, they would not have been able to consolidate their power on Afghanistan and then create those terrorist training camps and allow bin Laden and other groups to use those camps to train and prepare. And so I think it's essential that we put into play what we know works.
The State Department spokesman says Radio Free Afghanistan could be valuable if it doesn't pull money away from broadcasters already reaching Afghanistan. There is, for example, the Voice of America.
Welcome to the Voice of America in Pashto.
Congressman Royce argues VOA's mission is to give a picture of America, while Radio Free Afghanistan would be more like a local opposition station that could really respond to Taliban propaganda. VOA's new director Bob Riley says there is an unfortunate impression on Capitol Hill that VOA is not effective.
This is one of VOA's finest hours.
Riley says VOA is doing everything possible to get the U.S. message out.
We have increased our broadcasting in the five Afghan-related languages, Farsi, Pashto, Dari, Urdu, and Uzbek, and also in Arabic, in order to explain more comprehensively the purposes and the rationale behind U.S. policy, and to give these people the news.
Bush administration officials are speaking more often on VOA and other stations, and the administration has tapped retired Ambassador Christopher Ross, a fluent Arabic speaker, to help out. Ross made his debut on the influential satellite television station Al Jazeera last weekend to respond to the latest videotape from Osama bin Laden. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says U.S. ambassadors around the globe are also giving interviews and writing articles.
And we'll be looking at the long term, I think, not just at the issue of countering terrorism, but the overall issue of how the United States is seen in the region, especially in the Muslim world.
The State Department is working with advertising agencies to prepare a PR campaign that might feature celebrities and sports stars. There is a sense of urgency in this information war, especially if, as expected, the bombing continues during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.